Well, I'm so blessed God got Kim to share that, and it blew me away really, because what she was saying about hiding your light under a bushel was in my mind before I asked her to share. And it's just like a confirmation. God gives you confirmations in your life when he's leading you down a certain direction. He'll confirm things to you. And he does that to encourage your faith. So that you bring your expectation upon him. And, you know, God loves every single one of you on here are so special. Not special needs, but you're so special. You are loved. God loves you deeply. He doesn't look at your mistakes. He doesn't look at your failings. He doesn't look at your inadequacies. Because we all have them in our own flesh. Our Heavenly Father does not look at any of that. But he loves you. And you got to see yourself loved. People may say that you're this or you're that. But refuse to listen. Refuse to take it into your heart. Don't even ponder it so it gets to your heart. Alright? Don't let any root of bitterness come in. But you are very unique. And you're very special. And you've got the Spirit of the living God dwelling. You've got Christ in you, the hope of glory. And God sees you as Christ. He doesn't see you as you. He knows you. He knows your frame. He knows that you're a dust. He's cast your sin as far as the east is from the west. He doesn't remember them no more. It's been paid for and dealt with through what Jesus Christ accomplished on the cross. And this is the good news that we got to give people. You know, I've had people say to me, and I expect you may have had people say to you, "Oh, you're not so good, Lawrence. I remember when you done that or you said this." It's not based upon what I do. It's based upon what Jesus Christ done. And I believed. I haven't seen Jesus Christ in the flesh. I haven't seen God with my physical eyes. Okay, but I believed. And that is faith. Faith is believing the things that you can't see manifested in front of you. The promises of God are there. Now, what's written is there. We can see that, but we can't see the manifestation of it, can we? But when we believe it's ours, it's already ours, then it has the opportunity to manifest itself. So we are called believers, you know, and that's what God wants us to do, is to really believe him. And don't worry if you feel inadequate, because we all feel like that at times. And when we're feeling like that, it's because we're walking in our flesh. Okay, we're walking in our flesh. But see, our adequacy is God's adequacy. So we're walking in the new man mind. We're not relying on ourselves, our education, our wisdom, our experiences, but we're relying on God to do what he says he's going to do. And when we do that, then God can really go to work. The key to these things is not looking at your life in the negative sense. I've had this happen to me. I've had that happen to me. Yes, those things may have actually happened. But when we dwell upon that, well, everything seems to always go right for Lawrence. He always seems to get blessed. Or somebody else, you might look at another believer, they're always getting blessed. Well, do you know what, guys? God loves you equally as he loves me. And God will do for you equally what he does for me. And this is what I love about God. Because there's no one bigger than anyone else on this fellowship. We are all equal. We are all equal before our Heavenly Father. We are equally loved. We are equally blessed. And what one leader can do, you know, they pray for their laborers and God gives them one laborer and then they get a massive field. If God does it for that one person, it's not because they're more special than you. Or they got a special gift in. It's because they believe God. It's because they practice what they're receiving. And so you can have exactly the same. Now, like Kim was mentioning, we haven't survived this pandemic. We have thrived. And it's not because of my smarts or my education. It's not because of who I'm connected to on the physical. It's because of who I'm connected to on the spiritual. My God is a big, big God. And when I get my faith up to that point of receiving, then he can say, now I can release this to you. Because the only thing that withholds is us, our faith, our receptors. We've seen these wonderful blessings go on in different people's lives. Like Becky with her house. She believed for number 64. She got number 64, the big garden, the long driveway. Amber said it was beautiful house. Because Amber went and visited Becky. Me and Kim will go and visit as well. And she said it's absolutely beautiful. God has really blessed them. That is what you call a living epistle. Sandgate done a great sharing on my website. I encourage you to go and listen to it. It's called Living Epistles. And see, it's not about how much Bible knowledge we know, it's what is manifested in our life. And Deep, when he went back to his family, after leaving his family for many years, he went back. He was a young lad, and when he went back to see his family, he didn't start sharing about God. He didn't say anything. But they could see the blessings in his life. They could see he was dressed the best. That he was able to go and buy whatever he desired and bless them also. He was a living epistle. And then his young brother got turned on to this because he could see. And then obviously a door opened with his young brother. So he didn't go in there in his five senses thinking, I'm going to witness to my family. They're my family. They've got to be saved. No, he allowed God to direct him. And he allowed God to work in him. And that's all you got to do. Guys, you don't have to stay where you are. You can move very powerfully with God. And what Sandgate's been personally encouraging me is that what he encourages his people, his leaders, he says to his leaders, now you tell the people to start their own fellowships. Begin their own fellowship. That's how it's going to move. That's what God wants. That all men be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. Now, yes, everyone's got a point of contact. So Sandgate's leaders will go to Sangha. And though their leaders will go to them, and then they might come and see Sangha as well with their leader. There's a God-led structure. It's not man-made structure. It's just as God is working in the hearts. And so if you've got right practice, you start to get right results. If you've been practicing for many years in one certain way, based upon what you've been taught, which wasn't bad, okay, but it's not producing the results that is available to be produced. And it's from those sound words and the encouragement that when we really focus on it and practice and do it, then we can start seeing the manifestation of that. Now, when people began to practice honoring God, they started to see the benefits of it. That's great. But there's much more. That's just the beginning. So when we go to God for our personal need and we say, Father, now you teach me. You speak by my mouth. I'm going to begin. All you need to do is a beginning point. I desire one person, Father, that is equal to a million. You give me that one person that is ready to receive your words that you're going to give me to speak to them. When we practice this, again, you'll start to see something change. Because you're changing up the recipe you've been using all the time. And getting the same cake. Right? So God wants you truly, truly blessed. You can survive the world and the situation go on. But what about thriving? What about flourishing? What about growing? Even the children of Israel, even in their disobedience in the wilderness, was provided for by God. So God will provide for all of us because we're his children. But you know what? They didn't enter the promised land. Not all of them entered the promised land. They were kept all those years, but they didn't enter the promised land because they didn't listen. They didn't take to their heart all the great things that God done before them. And so they missed out on the promised land, the land flowing with milk, the land flowing with honey, the happy life, the Happyville land, because they didn't practice in their heart. They weren't thankful. They were moaners and complainers, always worrying about their situation. But God took care of them, because our God is an amazing God. But God's got so much more. He's got so much more for you. There's many examples if you look at Joseph, the life of Joseph, we know that God gave him this wonderful dream that he was going to be a leader. His brother, he told his dream to everyone. That is a big mistake. Don't tell everything to everyone. Only as God shows you to share it. And he told him because of the excitement of this going on in his life. And then he was sold into slavery. He became a slave. And he was a slave to Potiphar. But this guy still thrived in his disposition. God was still blessing him because Joseph must have kept hold of that dream and what God has shown him. And he must have had a great love for God and a trust in him. And then when Potiphar's wife tried it on him, Joseph went from being a slave to a prisoner. But when you read those records in Genesis about Joseph, it says that he was prosperous because God was with him. But don't care about your circumstances, because if God is with you, then you are prosperous. End of. You are prosperous. The difference is how you respond to God in certain situations. It's how you respond and how you go. God blessed Joseph so much that he found favor in the sight of the jailer. And then he was a ruler over the jailers, right? I mean, look at the favor of God here. And then to the point that he got brought before Pharaoh, he interpreted the dream. And then he was made second in command. And then he was a great ruler. And then God restored his whole family situation. He stayed with God in his trying times. In the book of Jeremiah, where it says, you know, I know the thoughts that I have towards you, they're thoughts of good and not of evil, to give you hope and an expected end. God said that at the time that the children of Israel were in captivity in the bondage of Babylon, right? But God told them when they were in Babylon, you build your houses, you do this, you do that, you keep moving, you keep your dream alive. Even though they were in a strange land, God told them to keep moving, and God was with them. So whatever circumstances you're in, you keep doing that which is right before God. You pray, you speak in tongues, you give your desires to God. You keep moving forward. You stay with God every day, even in the discouraging times, because they come at times, and it's not from God, but it's how we respond, is where we put our trust, our faith, and our confidence. God wants you to really thrive. If we look at other people, other believers, where they're always getting blessed and all that, then go and find out what they're doing. Go and find out what they're thinking, what they're speaking, what their goals are. Ask them. Now, why are you always getting blessed? God is just so faithful. And he really wants you to be happy. And he wants you to be content. And we should be content. You know, those great and precious promises that God will not back down on. He says, I supply all your need according to my riches and glory by Christ Jesus. He says, I'm your sufficiency in all things, so that you can abound to every good work. When you honor me also, he says, not only will I multiply your seed, but I will increase the fruits of your righteousness. We're already righteous, so what does that mean? The fruits of righteousness, the laborers, the increase, the abundance, the abounding, that's what God increases. This honoring God business is not just about you getting money back from God, but it's about your every aspect of life and living. That's how important that is. Just as much as speaking in tongues keeps you tuned in with the Heavenly Father, keeps you, your receptors open to receive his word, that still small voice. Being thankful and having an attitude lifts you high above your seated position. You have to have an attitude of gratitude. Your attitude does determine your altitude. Even aeroplane pilots, Carl Morton will know this, they know that they use the language about altitude and attitude of the plane. And so go and look it up. It's really wonderful to see the principle there. And God has set everything up for you. And if you want to stay in traditions of men and doctrines of men, what they've said that the scriptures say, instead of really going to God and allowing Him to open it up to you. And practically, is as you do, the understanding comes. It's as you practice. Kathy shares a lot of the times, she blesses me a lot, how she practiced seated at the right hand side of God, where there's pleasures forevermore. She's practicing that. She's confessing that. She's seeing that in her mind. See yourself, how you see yourself is how you'll be. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he, right? I come back to it again. What does God say? You are prosperous. You are healthy. You are very fruitful. But Lawrence, you don't look at my life. I don't see anything. But you've got to orientate yourself and position yourself in that way. And you've got to ask God to help you. God, give me a humble heart. God, give me a mind ready to receive. God, give me your wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. I know it's there. Help me to operate and walk in that. God, you lead me by your Holy Spirit. God, you provide for me. God says, ask, and it shall be given. What did Jesus say? Ask, and it shall be given. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and the door shall be opened unto you. What's my job? What's Lawrence's job? What's all of our jobs? Is to give people encouragement. And what's the encouragement? Is that you go to God. The sound words that you receive in, take it to your heart. If I was to throw you a rugby ball, what do you do? Catch it and hold it to yourself. These words are like that rugby ball being thrown to you. Catch the words. Okay, what are they doing? What are they practicing? Why are they getting so blessed? Oh, I know why he's getting so blessed. Because Lawrence has the Soon Fellowship, so he's got all these people coming to him. So yeah, he's going to get blessed, isn't he? Everyone's going to give to him, isn't he? It doesn't work like that. And I know how people think, all right? Because I used to think that way myself about other people. Is when you orientate yourself to God and say, Father, okay, now you are the source of my supply. I'm going to depend upon you. And I'm going to follow what I'm being encouraged. And I want to see results from it. Because I'm giving myself to you. And I believe that you want me to learn what I'm receiving now. So help me to receive it. Help me to practice it. Give me the encouragement that I need to grow. And Father, when I feel a little bit down or a little bit inadequate, remind me of who I am. And help me to practice and confess what you want me to say and confess. This life is very simple. It really, really is. So, you know, when it comes to birthdays and doing things for my wife, it was very limited what I could do. So I just went to God. I knew Kim's birthday was coming up, so God has made me wise. He's given me a wife, right? So I have to be wise, as I'm in trouble, right? So I said to God, look, for Heavenly Father, you know, I know that Kim would probably want to go away. You know, Father, I'm stewarding the money that you've given me. I'm putting it to work for me. I'm not wasting it. So I need extra abundance, God, to do this blessing for Kim. It's not for me. I'm not asking for me, even though I'll partake and get blessed by it. But I'm coming to you. Do you know what? And I said, God, would you touch someone's heart to really give big? I prayed this Monday. Right? And I'm not boasting. I didn't really want to share this, but God was putting in my heart to share it. I'm not boasting. But if you think I am, then take it as I'm boasting in my Heavenly Father's faithfulness to supply. I got a phone call on the Wednesday out of the blue from a believer that I haven't spoke to for a long
20 years.
Yeah, 15-20 years maybe. That, yeah, it's pretty, it's 20 years. And we're friends on Facebook. We haven't really talked or anything. And this person come on and said, Lawrence, I just wanted you to know that every morning when I go for my walk, your teachings are drumming in my ears. And she said, and you know, I've gone through a bit of a tough time, but I've moved from where I live to another location. And you know, I've been practicing and listening to the things that you've been sharing. And I started a fellowship, and you know, I have 20 people come to my fellowship now. And I didn't even know. I didn't know she was listening to me. Obviously, she must listen to other people. I don't know. But I'm just saying what she said to me. And she said, and I really wanted to bless you. And she sent us a big blessing. And I was blown away. I only prayed it on the Monday, and it was answered at 12 midnight Wednesday. So from that, I was able to do. I realized what this was for. So I received it straight away too. I set aside my honoring God from that. And so I ordered a hotel spa from Monday to depart Thursday for me and Kim, but for her birthday present, I get the blessing of it as well, being the husband. So we never stay in hotels, really, like unless we're traveling to India or somewhere like that. And it's with a balcony, and it's really a nice room. And so that's in Bournemouth, and we always go like Minehead or Swanage. So it was in Bournemouth. And then I thought, okay, so if we leave Thursday, we'll have to rush home, set up the fellowship. So why don't we just take it to Swanage? And then I was able to get the caravan we last stayed in at a real reduced rate. So from Thursday, we leave the hotel. Bournemouth to Swanage is about an hour. And then we're at the caravan from Thursday. So we do fellowship there next Thursday. And we come home Sunday, go to Wells, get the dogs, so they're going on holiday too. So I even prayed about that. So I said, God, like when we go away, we got to pay for the dogs to go away too. So I need this covered, you know. And I just went to him simply. So if you delight yourself in God, and to delight yourself in God is not just the speaking in tongues, it's not just the praying, it's not just the reading, it's not just the speaking, but it's the practicing and living every day, making him your first love. You know, you delight yourself in the Lord, and he'll give you the desires of your heart. And if you go to him with a confident expectation, he says, I'm going to do for you. I'm going to provide for you. If you're looking at your circumstances thinking, I can't do it, then you've got no faith. So remember, the just shall live by faith. 4 times recorded in the scriptures, the just shall live by faith. We walk by faith, not by sight. So in other words, we don't walk by what we physically see with our eyes, physical eyes, but it's what we see in the mind, in the imagination. Okay, so Jesus said, when you pray, believe that you've received the things that you ask for, and you shall have them. It's God's good pleasure. He wants, you know, God is not a no man. Like, my kids might come to me and I'll say no. Quite willingly, no chance. Let me think about it.
You were known as the no man.
Yeah, they used to call me the no man. So, but now I'm the yes man, because I know God says yes to me. And like, having that relationship with God shows me how to have a relationship with my kids and with the people that connect to me. And it's all about the encouragement. You are not inadequate. You are not less than another believer. You are equally loved. You are equally blessed. And God will do for you what he does for me. If he doesn't, it's because you either got the, you're not expecting or believing God. Because God is not a respecter of person. He loves you equally. So this is like, God wants your faith built and your expectation built to go to him. When you decide to open your mouth tonight, let God speak by it. Don't rehearse another teaching that you've heard, or even a scripture that you read today. Let God speak by your mouth. The results are amazing, and it will cause people to have faith, and it will cause people to grow. Now, as you're sharing, God might give you a scripture, so say it or read it, whatever. It's fine, I've got no problem. But what I'm saying is, be God-led. It is the best life. Don't look at other people. Don't compare yourself to another believer. Because all you've got to compare is that I'm the same as you, mate. I'm loved just as much as you are, mate. My God will do for me just as much as he does for you. And the results is down to where you put your faith. And being faithful. I live this every day. I'm faithful to God as much as it lies in me. I'm not perfect. I make mistakes, do things wrong, say things wrong. But God ain't looking at that. He's looking at my heart to serve Him and my heart for other people to help them, like I've been helped, because I've been greatly helped. So I thought it was good for us to start off tonight, me and Kim. God thought that was good, because that's how it worked out. So just be thankful. Just remember that you are adequate with the adequacy of God. It's God in Christ in you, and He's working in you all the time. Your circumstances will tell you He's not. Your circumstances will tell you that what I'm saying is not true. But God is true. You've got to look at the invisible, the things you can't see with your physical eyes. And then it becomes manifest in front of you. And it's a practice. Get asking God for the... You know you've all got needs on here. Start with something small. And ask God to provide it for you. See it already as yours. Speak like it's already yours. And watch it become.